In the Know is powered by the Minnesota Daily. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back
to In the Know,
breaking down the U's news.
We're your very tired hosts.
I'm Luke Diamond.
And I'm Mariah King.
And this is a thing now.
And yes, it is a thing. By the time people listen to this, you will have made it to Thanksgiving break. Congratulations, you survived.
Hopefully you're wearing something with an elastic waistband.
Yeah, and hopefully you're just at home relaxing and not worried about school.
Hopefully you're far, far from this campus and deadlines and those pesky, pesky Lime scooters.
Don't even get me started on the scooters. People are always leaving them behind my bike when I use a bike rack. Okay, glad I got that off my chest. First piece of news this week. A group at University of Minnesota conducted a study that ranked Big Ten schools on their recovery resources for students who are struggling with addiction. And University of Minnesota itself scored second to last. Until this semester, actually, there was only one advertised addiction recovery group on campus. You know, there's a living learning community in Middlebrook, but now Middlebrook's only for freshmen.
Is it actually?
Yep, just for freshmen. And so some students feel like they haven't had a place to go. And so they either have struggled through without resources, or there have actually been students who have dropped out to kind of cope with their addictions off campus.
That is so preventable. We need to get more resources ASAP.
Yep, an important issue. Jeez. What do we got next up?
The university is still on the hunt for a new president after Eric Kaler will be stepping down this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the newest news on that front is that some faculty, staff, and students are calling on the Board of Regents to select someone who is either a woman or a person of color.
Okay. I mean, not entirely surprising. And I know they've narrowed it down to a list of candidates. What's the list look like?
They've got 9 candidates who are still being interviewed, 5 of which are women, and 3 are people of color. But the chairman says that they will choose the most qualified candidate, regardless of race and sex.
All right. Well, we'll see how that cookie crumbles.
I love Bruce Almighty references.
Yeah.
All right,
cookie and baked goods. Very Thanksgiving.
Ooh, very true. Very true. We've got one more story on the news roundup, right?
Yes, we do. The University of Minnesota student government this coming spring is rolling out a program that's trying to better the relationship between University of Minnesota's West Bank campus and the Cedar Riverside neighborhood. They're trying to combat the stigma that Cedar Riverside is not a safe neighborhood by really putting an emphasis on events and businesses in the neighborhood to try to get some blood flowing between the U and Cedar Riverside. I don't know. I lived in Cedar Riverside for a semester.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. I think that, you know, more power to him.
Mm-hmm. I love Cedar Riverside.
Yep, me too. There's a great place there. Does good French fries.
Where is it? Is it like a McDonald's or something?
No. It's a locally owned business. And wonderful cool. French fries. It's on Cedar by my old apartment. If you know where that is, you know where I'm talking about.
Ooh, I just love Hard Times with all of their gluten-free and vegan options.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Dietary Restrictions.
Yeah, and gluten-free and vegan options for like 50 cents. It's literally nothing there.
True. But remember, it's cash only.
Oh, I know.
This kind of turned into an advertisement for Hard Times, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, me too. It's a good business, friendly to that thin college wallet. Okie doke, let's jump into our episode. It's another week.
New guest.
Another story. And we have somebody new on the podcast, which is always exciting. We love our old people, but it's always nice to have some fresh air in the room. What's your name and what do you cover here at The Daily?
So my name is Dylan Mietinen, and I am a general assignment reporter on the campus administration desk. I get like the leftovers, whatever anyone else doesn't have time to recover, that's my beat.
Well, so he self-deprecates, but this is Dylan's first story at The Daily.
This is true.
And it was a cover page story. So even if he is getting leftovers, he's obviously turning wonderful things out of them. How did you come onto the topic that turned into your first cover page story?
So I am currently in Journalism 3101, and we had a numbers lab, meaning essentially you get a lot of numbers thrown at you and a lot of statistics, and you have to essentially translate it into English into something that's understandable and that readers can actually understand and comprehend. So the American Psychological Association released This study saying that Generation Z is the most stressed out generation.
What constitutes Generation Z?
Generation Z is anyone age 15 to 21.
Yikes, that's me. Okay.
I know, the youngins.
So what is stressing out Gen Zers?
So this was a study of, I believe, 3,500 plus participants. The primary factors include a lot of, what's the word? Very polarizing issues covered, especially in the media. A big primary factor, they said, was gun violence.
Guys, that is the school right behind me, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Terror attack on a gay nightclub.
More than 500 people wounded in a horrific shooting on the Las Vegas Strip. It's the deadliest mass shooting in modern United States history.
They said that 3 out of every 4 Gen Zer is stressed out about gun violence. Other ones were climate change.
According to the report, this sort of record-breaking weather is linked to human-caused climate change, and we will likely see more of it.
Immigration reform.
We will build a wall. Just need it.
Another percentage was 66% of Gen Zers say that they don't believe that America is headed to a better place than it was in years past. So there is a definite sense of disheartenment among Gen Zers.
So 2/3 of Generation Zers, according to this study, think that America's best days are behind us.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Happy Thanksgiving.
There's your clickbait headline right there. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yikes.
So I started with the APA report. Then I wanted to cover more of a student angle and get student stories about why exactly they're stressed out. A lot of them cited that their primary stressors right now were related to their schooling, tests, exams, assignments, blah, blah, blah. But they also did reference student loans because you're coming out of high school, you're 18, and you're making major financial decisions that will affect you the rest of your life. And that's daunting. That's so daunting. And I asked them, you know, does stuff in the news stress you out? I had multiple kids say, yeah, and for that reason, they don't really watch the news.
Mariah and I wanted to talk to some Generation Zers ourselves, and luckily, we work with a bunch of them. And so we peeked our head around the corner into the newsroom, randomly grabbed some reporters, sat them down in the studio, and turned on the mic. Cleo, why don't you just tell us what just happened?
You just asked me how old I am, and I said 21.
Yeah, my name's Helen Sabrowski.
Okay, so you're 19, correct?
Mm-hmm. I'm Max Chow. I'm the managing editor of the Minnesota Daily.
Are you stressed?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, of course I'm stressed. I'm a very busy college student.
Grades, I would say, is the most thing. You know, they're fine, but it's always something to be stressed about. I had a test today.
Finals are approaching. Essay to write, another thing to write.
Got a paper tomorrow.
When you're outside of school, does all that stress go away?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, definitely not.
It's not looking too great for the future of our climate. I did have my best friend call me a couple weeks ago crying because she read a report online about climate change. Gun violence is another thing that, again, growing up, I was exposed to.
You can read about, you know, a million different tragedies every day. And
doesn't help that you work in a newsroom.
No, that you...
Just kind of polarizing rhetoric and... politics, yeah.
That's what's stressing me out. I don't know.
Alrighty, well, thanks for popping in. We just wanted to see what you're stressed about.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for talking to us.
Wait, you want to say goodbye? Thanks for coming on, Max.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so all of the issues that you outlined that are stressing out Gen Z, gun violence, immigration reform, climate change, these aren't things that are unique to Generation Z. Why aren't the baby boomers, the millennials, why aren't they as stressed as we are? That's kind of what I'm wondering.
We have the world at the palm of our hands with smartphones. And there's just an inundation of information readily accessible at our fingertips. And I also think that because part of this generation does not have the ability to vote, they feel like, you know, their voices aren't being heard and, you know, actions by legislators aren't in their best interests and are kind of a causal factor for a lot of the stressors they're feeling right now.
So in the study, Gen Zers are reporting that they are the most stressed generation and that that is directly caused, they say, by things that are going on in the news, things that are going around in the country and around in the world. But what the data would suggest is that it is not actually those events that are causing the stress. It's Generation Z's incredible ability to be immediately exposed to news of those events at all times.
Yes.
what does that mean for people who are younger than us? What does that mean for the upcoming generation?
You know, I think it's hard to tell. I do agree with the woman I interviewed at Pause. She said that the amount of stress that people face isn't different. It's just the kind of stress. So I do think that with people, you know, in elementary school, I have a 7-year-old nephew and a 4-year-old niece. The world that they're going to grow up in is far different than our own. So it's hard to tell. It's kind of asking, you know, what will the future hold?
Did you feel like you could empathize with the people that you were talking to?
I definitely could. You know, we can just be anxious about things that we feel are out of our control, or we can use that to give us a voice and a sense of agency and a sense of purpose. We see the world as maybe not being that great a place and being a scary place, but we also see, you know, maybe we can change that, and we're at least going to give it a try.
That's all for this week. Happy Thanksgiving.